the best part about the digital age is that years from now, you'll be able to go onto YouTube and listen to this hour of the show. Wow. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a very interesting woman. Her name is Monisha Gupta. She is from the Stratford School. And Christina Staffo and I will have a conversation with Monisha about coding. And if you don't know what coding is, your kids know what coding is. It is the process to make websites and apps and video games. And there are kids that are being taught to code at a very early age. How early? How about preschool? How about kindergarten? There was this giant week-long coding festival at Monisha's school, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how education itself is changing and why it needs to change if your kids want to grow up and get a job one day. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And yeah, it's the biggie. Mark is going to review Star Wars The Force Awakens. Oh my. And then after that, it'll be me talking about Jay Leno. You ever see that Jay Leno show on CNBC about the cars? Enough. It's been renewed for a second season starting in, I think, about a month, month and a half. I say go home, Jay. It's time to go to the dog track, and we'll talk about it. Then we'll talk about something so utterly amazing and downright confusing and disgusting, it just boggles the mind. The state of Ms. Christina Staffo's car. We went for a meeting one day, then we went to lunch afterwards, and I got a look inside of her car, and she looks like she lives in it. We will have the story. We start things off this hour with the pure magic of YouTube. It is a true miracle. And, you know, think about this. When in the history of the world have you been able to pick up a device and simply search for some piece of video or some piece of audio that's been archived on YouTube and be able to listen to it? It's amazing. I have my tablet in my hand right now. And I mean, before we went on the air, I'm here listening to this. And what that is, it's a recorded conversation in the White House between, telephone conversation, between President Lyndon Johnson and then presidential candidate Richard Nixon in early 1968. Everything is on here. I'm watching old New York Met games from when I was a kid. And of course, this is not new. This has been around now for, what, 10 years. But it is amazing. We're talking about kids and computers. What about adults and computers? It's amazing the stuff you can see and the stuff you can recall and relive. Think about not very long ago, 15 years ago, before the digital age really set in. This stuff was lost forever. Radio geeks like me love listening to old radio air checks of music stations in New York and all over the country back from the 1960s and 1970s, back in our youth, that was never available before the internet came along. And now YouTube makes it very easy. And I sometimes wonder how they can get away with the copyright issue, because you have old TV shows, old movies, all kinds of stuff up here. Obviously, I guess the copyright is still intact, right? But they still put it up there, and you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want to. And it allows us to also keep our memories alive. Because instead of just recalling sounds and images and things that have been muted by time, as it gets deeper and deeper into the storage bin that is our brain, now it's right back there again. And you can relive history. And I'm doing this by holding this flat little tablet in my hand and going back 15, 20 years. Who would have thought outside of the Jetsons that we'd even be able to do that? It's pretty neat. Let's stay in the digital age. Let's talk kids. Let's talk education. Let's talk coding. Monisha Gupta will talk with me and with Christina. Coming up next, this is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This slugger joins Roger Maris as the only two players who've won the MVP twice, but aren't in the Hall of Fame. He was a seven-time All-Star and clubbed 398 homers in 18 big league seasons.
Deep right field, it is gone. A new home run high for Dale Murphy.
So, where is Dale Murphy now? Dale's faith and squeaky clean image carried into his post-baseball days. He spent 3 years as president of the Mormons' Boston Mission. Dale's written 3 books, including his autobiography, and he even considered a run for governor of Utah. Dale also started the I Won't Cheat Foundation to promote integrity and deter steroid use in young athletes.
To be the best athlete that you can be takes dedication, hard work. There's no shortcuts. There's no bending the rules.
Dale Murphy, still keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.